Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And this is going to be our last episode of the season.
This is it. This is, and then we go into, you know, our
hibernation.
Our hibernation. Well, a much needed off season that this show doesn't seem, you know, it's tough to tell someone to stop making money. You know, yeah.
you should quit your job.
Yeah, just take 6 months off and, you know, get no paycheck. So especially when the show, you know, whatever someone wants to think, someone wants to tell you, oh, you know, based on their brunch table and who's watching, oh, no one watches anymore. Well, people do. One of the highest rated shows on television. So, if you look at the Oscars ratings last night, you know, they're the second worst of all time. Every rating is down, compared to 20 years ago when you didn't have your phone taking over every second of your day.
Yeah.
I think the show will be better off for having an off season. What do you think?
Yeah, you have to miss it a little bit. And we have been going since... what was it? Matt James season.
Mm.
We haven't stopped.
I know. And sometimes I see people from those seasons, like Matt James seasons. I see people from Katie's season. And I'm like, what happened? Oh my God. You have a different life now than I remember you having.
And I also have forgotten about so many people. I was talking to my roommate last night, Chelsea, and I was like, who was on Tayshia and Claire's season? Because I don't remember. I can't remember who was on what season anymore and where each person came from.
Yeah, they all kind of get clumped together. I was watching Katie Thurston's Instagram stories over the weekend, and she was at an event for Hunter.
I wasn't invited to on purpose, apparently.
So I didn't know what that event was. It looked like his wedding.
It was a 15-year sober party.
Okay, so I didn't know what any of that was, and good for him. That's a milestone. But I was like, it looked like, I was like, is he getting married? Because not knowing it was a 15-year sober party, you go, is he getting married, like, already? And then you go to his pictures, and he's got a girlfriend, and you go, oh, and I'm sure, you know, maybe he's listening right now because I have DMs from him being like, I'll come on and talk about, you know, whatever we were talking about with him, you know, at the time. And it's like, okay, because I'm like looking through to see like, what's going on with this guy? Just because, you know, it's the same thing as like, you know, you have a friend from high school and you see their stories and you go, they're hanging out with that person from high school? And then you start looking through their life being like, what happened to them? And I do that sometimes with some of the Bachelor people. And I'm sure if you're a fan of the show, you do, you know, anyone who's listening does the same.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, like, where are they now? I feel like that's a good idea for an episode. I don't know.
Yes.
Where are they now? I watched West Side Story last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen the new one, but the girl who plays Maria... we could not figure
Maria,
out. I
just met a girl named Maria.
You're the new Tony.
Am I in it?
Insane that they didn't ask.
Cast me now. Yeah.
But she looks just like Raven. Raven who got married. Mm. I mean, spot on. I don't know. Just random things like that, thinking about. And then we looked up Raven, and obviously we knew
she's
this
got
already.
A baby. But
she has a baby now. Yeah, married, yeah, a home.
Raven, and she's with another Adam. Bachelor guy, Adam, and they came on a Live You Up way, way back when in Dallas.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and I remember they were very nice, and you know, they kind of were just like, you know, just getting serious at the time.
On Paradise.
See? Paradise,
crazy.
It can happen. All our kids are growing up.
I know.
And every season we get a new crop. You know, it does kind of feel like, this podcast does, and being a part of quote unquote Bachelor Nation, mm-hmm. does kind of make you feel like the teachers at the high school where we kind of stick around and everyone else.
Seasons may change,
on.
But we stay the same.
We stay the same, yeah. And it's like, it's a little sadness to that. You know, I don't want to be 100 years old breaking down 24-year-old love lives, but you know, it is funny because I do, when I see like, and this kind of happened, I'm not sure if we talked about it, but it kind of happened with the final four episodes of Clayton season, because Clayton season, you know, creeped into the national oeuvre, so to speak. It kind of got in the national conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, Bachelor alumni who, you know, they are not one to shy away from a moment to gain a following or be a part of a conversation. You know, they kind of like drop back in. It felt like the alumni coming back for homecoming weekend and sticking around too long. You know, yeah. Like, hey, this is our high school. Hey, we were here for the whole, we did the Tuesdays. You can't just drop by on a weekend and have fun with everybody. So it is interesting to watch, you know, and when they were coming back in, just to see them like, you know, giving their hot take when they hadn't even been involved for the season.
Oh my,
you know,
gosh.
People seem to like, you know, it's like that brand of Bachelor contestant who's like, wants to forget they were there. And it's like, yeah, you're still using the Instagram following. You're still okay with the group that came to follow you from it, but you just look down and it's like someone looking down in there, to bring back the high school metaphor, like, you know, oh yeah, I went to that high school, but I was above that high school. I moved to the big city now.
It's like, okay, and?
Yeah.
No, they, it's funny watching watching Instagram story or being on Twitter during episodes of The Bachelor when the season's on and seeing every past alumni like live tweeting or live Instagram storying every single episode. And it's like, but we didn't ask for this.
Listen, this is the life we've chosen.
It is.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. We want to go over, you know, this is a very special kind of finale episode for us. We're going to go over Kay's weekend. Now, Kay, this was like, it almost is like you had a big finale weekend. You went to the Bachelor Embassy of America, San
the
Diego.
HQ.
You went to the HQ. I'm going to San Diego. I'm coming to San Diego. I am booked in San Diego. Hold on. I'm going to be in San Diego June of this year doing shows in La Jolla.
Oh, wow. I'll have to come down.
Come. I'm going to be in La Jolla.
I'll bring the whole gang.
Bring the gang. Bachelor Nation are horrible and audience members.
Are they really?
June 3rd to the 5th. For the most part, they're not very good. I've had Bachelor people come to my show before, and it's very hard for them to accept that someone else is on stage. They're like, they're basically, you know, sometimes people come to a comedy show and they're like, are you going to roast me? And it's like, no, I have a whole act planned. I'm going to do a show for the whole crowd, actually. No one knows you. No one gives a shit about you. And for the Bachelor alumni that come to shows, they are that times 1,000 because they're so up their own ass a lot of times. So it'll be like, they're like just sitting there with their face, just looking around, waiting for me to make jokes about them. And it's like,
or for someone to notice them.
To be noticed. And then if their name is not said, it's like, you know, you just see them delve down into, like, you can see their attention waning towards their Instagram notifications. They, you know, like, you can see the less it's about them and the more it's about, you know, the whole group, the more they're just like, well, I guess I should just look at notifications for other people liking me, you know. So I mean, I would love for them to come, but I will be in La Jolla June 3rd through the 5th, and if anyone wants to come there. But you went down to San Diego. Now tell us what the reason for the San Diego trip was, and then we want to hear all the characters who was there.
So I went down. So it was Rodney from Michelle's season. It was Rodney's birthday.
Never the tallest, never the prettiest, never the most in shape, never the most loved, never the coolest, never the smartest. Rodney. Did he give that speech?
You know, no, but he, to be honest, he was the coolest and the nicest. I am so obsessed.
Never the biggest penis. Never. He gave that speech 7,000 times. Never. Never.
Always the friend.
Always the friend. 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing. Not an ounce of athletic ability. Every time he talked, I thought he was giving the speech from Rudy that the janitor gives to Rudy. You're 5 foot nothing. You're 100 and nothing. Not an ounce of athletic ability. Okay, maybe an ounce. It was kind of a mean
maybe
speech.
Maybe an ounce. I mean,
yeah,
he has
I've made it for this long. Yeah.
Abs so, were there.
So it was Rodney, not enough birthday party.
Yeah, it was Rodney's birthday. And it was filled with, to be honest, it felt like Michelle's entire cast. I mean.
So they all stay close.
Yeah, they all stay close. They're all friends. Brandon was there. The whole final four was there.
The whole Brandon, final four. Wow.
Joe, Nate. It was crazy. And then Clayton was also there.
Okay. So what was the, give us the, you know, the schedule of events.
So Friday, Brendan Scanzano, Brendan Quinn was down in San Diego, came down for Hunter's party. It was like competing parties. Like, because the guys that were at Hunter's were not at Rodney's.
So Hunter's from, okay, so it was Tayshia Claire's season had a party for Hunter's sobriety party. Mm-hmm. And Michelle's season had a party for just Rodney's birthday. So those are two very different parties.
Well, yeah, and it was Katie. I think Hunter was Katie's.
Oh, Hunter was Katie's season.
Katie's season.
Right.
So it was all like Connor B, Brendan, Katie's season, guys, kind of escaped my mind as well.
Katie's season is Connor the Cat.
Mikey P, the virgin.
I got to say, Rodney's party sounds a lot more fun. You know, going. Would you like to go to the sobriety party with the virgin and the guy who dresses as a cat? Or you can go to Rodney's party where, you know, everyone's going to be on a boat.
Yeah, so Brendan and I hung out during the day, and Brendan and I have been like close since Katie's season. So I got to meet him in person for the first time when we had the best time. And that night we went out to Rodney's like Friday night party at a straight up like club.
Okay.
And I'm not a club. I don't really love like clubs. I don't like the whole, it's too much. I'd rather go to a bar.
Breaking like news. Bar.
No, I mean,
really?
No, but the places that I like going to bars and not like clubs with bottle service, unless it's like in Vegas or whatever. But so we went there, and it was like, I walked in and like immediately Nate was like, oh my God, Kay, and Joe was there and Brandon was there and all the guys were from that season. Where it was jarring. And then I look up and I see Clayton and my body honestly goes numb.
So what are your interactions like? Does anyone mention the podcast? Does anyone reference the show?
Yeah, most people mention the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys I don't have an interaction with. I have no, You know, you have a very, you have like a little bit of an olive branch to them. I don't, some of them, I'm willing to receive messages. You know, Brendan has reached out in the past. He's been very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't really like reach out to these people. Fraternize. So I don't know what they're, you fraternize with the, so I don't know their vibe on what we do.
I don't really either. I don't really either, unless it's like, you know, obviously if we're getting along and I know they know about the podcast, they don't care. But like sure. A Hunter, he really cared.
Yeah, he did.
Thomas listened to the podcast. We had an interaction where we had to like hash it out.
But, I got you.
There was one point when I was talking to Rodney and Nate, and Rodney goes, yeah, like how's the podcast going? And Nate was like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, it's called The Bachelor. And he goes, wait, you're The Bachelor? And I was like,
oh, what? Here we go.
Yeah.
Stars, they're just like us.
I was like, yes. He goes, oh my God, I had no idea. And I'm like, yeah, well, surprise. So he didn't seem to care either. But when I seeing Clayton, I was nervous. And then yes. Genevieve was also there, which made me nervous.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever like been mean to anyone. I think we're pretty fair. I think anything we bring up is, it's not like out of nowhere.
No, but like, you know, we roast the episodes and that's like kind of what it is. And I was getting a lot of DMs from people because there's one picture where we're all like in a group photo and Clayton's in front of me. And you know, like everybody's like, putting their arms around each other to be in a group photo, and my arm was around Clayton, and everybody's like having like fainting. They're like, what is your arm doing around Clayton? Blah blah blah. I'm like, it's a group. I don't know. I didn't even think about it. I was just like making sure I looked good because I knew this picture was going to be everywhere. I don't know.
Yes. So I mean, Clayton, give us the rundown. What was he like? Was he cool? Is he, you got to give us your,
yeah. So Clayton was nice, but he's very much the same that you saw on TV, kind of just in the background. He talked about the show a lot to other people. You could, like, I wasn't really, him and I weren't having, like, conversations.
I got you.
Mainly because in my head I was so panicked that he would ask some sort of question or whatever. There are very few people that I'm nervous about meeting when it comes to, like, the podcast and us talking about the show. Thomas is one of them, but Clayton was definitely another just because the extent of which we've had to go in.
Well, we've done a full season on him, so
yeah,
it's a little
weird. Yeah, a
full
season. So, and he had a rough season, so it's not like he, you know, cruised through. It was a tough one.
I'm on your page right now. I'm looking. I'm seeing the Friday Night Club. I'm seeing the boat day. Take us through the boat day. Take us through. So Clayton's just out on the boat. He's just hanging.
Mm-hmm. So the boat day was the second day. We went to the club at night. And then the next day, the girl, her name is Sam from Clayton's season. She ended up sending herself home on the first night. She has this, like, beautiful red hair. She showed up in the bathtub, the bubble bath, in a bathing yes. suit. So she organized the day for Rodney. Her and Rodney are friends. And we all had to be there at like 11:30 a.m. And I was like, who's going to make it? Because
sure.
they were like, we got this big yacht. And I was like, bro, I was like, you guys, everybody was out until 3, 4 a.m.
Yes.
Blacked out. I walked through the drive-thru of Jack in the Box. So
love it. You know you're doing well when you walk through a drive-thru.
I was like, because we ordered our food and then it was wrong. And so I walked back up to the window and I knocked on the window. Monster I mean, stuff.
Someone said in the Jack in the Box, hey, there's a drunk woman out here who thinks we forgot her fries.
I literally. And so we all wake up. Most of us are there on time. The guys were like 15 minutes late. We get on this boat and we had it for like, I think it was like 2 hours, a little over 2 hours. And they gave us food and we played music and they just like took us around San Diego. And I had texted the girls. I was like, I don't think this is like swimsuit boat weather. Mm. And they're like, yeah, I think we're just going to wear like a top and maybe some like shorts or something. And I'm like, I was on the water yesterday, like right out sitting at the beach. And I was like, and it was cold. So yeah. I show up in jeans and like a long sleeve bodysuit. Like I was dressed because there was no way I was fucking around. And all the guys showed up in their like shorts and like open button down shirts, and everybody was fucking freezing. And I knew that they were all gonna be cold. But it was
fun. You're like, here's the reason I know that I'm older than everyone here.
Yes.
I check the weather. That is a very big distinction. And you're with a bunch of dudes, like a bunch of doofy 25-year-old dudes who are like, no, what's the weather? It just turns out any way I want it to every day. Yeah.
They're like, I run hot, so it's fine.
Yeah.
but it was really fun. We were on the boat and we were dancing, and truly those guys are all super nice. It was also interesting to watch some of the guys who didn't make it very far want to like talk about the show. And I'm like, yo, we're on a vacation. Let's not talk business, because I don't need to be making like, you know.
But is that the dynamic? Is it the people who weren't on it very long want to talk about it all day long, and the people who are on it?
Everybody wants to talk about it. I mean,
everyone.
I'm with Brendan and Mikey P, and they're talking about the show together. And so I'm
now, are they talking about, you know, you're talking about this divide in seasons, like, and I'm trying to get inside the mind of a Bachelor alumni. You know, when you're with Brendan and Mikey P, are they talking about Katie's season still?
Yeah.
Like
themselves, only themselves. They're only talking about themselves.
I mean, listen, I'm not far away from that. Like, you Same. Know, who isn't the star of their own movie? And I'm
I mean,
saying,
we're doing a whole episode on my weekend.
This is
I
called Kay's weekend episode. So, no, but my question to that is, okay, so because there's this divide, are you having to like remember Katie's season's shit, and then having to like, you know, when you go to Rodney's party, having to remember Michelle's season shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're around Clayton,
like
are you
going
to
have...
Well, to me, the only conversation is Clayton's season. Like,
yeah.
Michelle's season, there's no conversation there. Was Michelle there?
No, Michelle was not there. There was only a few girls there. It was like all guys, and maybe there were like six girls maximum.
So it's just Nate, just hanging.
Nate hanging with
so
the bros.
Like, to me, there's only a few questions to be asked. To be, you know, when I go to Hunter's sobriety party and I see Connor the Cat and I see... You know, Brendan, and I see Mikey P. It's Mikey P. You still a virgin, Connor? You how's the road? Are you doing music? You know, sing along,
piano
still man.
Are you teaching? We need
are
to.
Are you
know.
Teaching? And then I would say to you know Hunter, I guess like congratulations on your sobriety, which is a big deal. But then I'd be like, when did you meet a woman that you got married in the last like year and a half? You know, and then I would move on from that. Like, and then I guess the only conversation from Katie's season is, how's Greg Grippo doing, who seems right. to be kind of on the circuit more and more since, you know, of late, you know, in the circuit being the interviews and being kind of a more public person. Those are the only questions I have of their season.
Katie was at Hunter's party. Katie and John, they were there.
No, that's how I knew about it, because I saw it on her story. So, you know, is that the talk, or is Brendan saying, you know, I got a lot of good opportunities coming up? Because I'd be like, what are we talking about? Like, I only want to talk about Greg.
And a lot of them, I'll be like, oh yeah, Clayton's season. And they're like, oh, we haven't watched since. They're like, now that my stuff is over.
Well, then it's over, because then I get to like, you know, Rodney's party. Here are the questions I'd be asking. Rodney, do you feel like you're enough?
Do you feel loved?
Where do you rank yourself on the tallest or the smartest or the in this room? Then mm-hmm. I would go to Nate and I would say, how's it going? What is life like? Did you buy the house that they gave you the money for?
I know I wanted to ask so many questions, but I was trying not to be like weird about it. Also, Nate is so attractive. I mean, like insanely tall. And I was like, oh my gosh, so gorgeous.
Tall wins. Tall wow. wins. Yeah, so I guess Clayton would be to me, he is the topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like the idea of like hooking up on the show, you know, like what's good, you know, the discussions we were having versus, you know, these high-line discussion. So none of that is happening. Everyone you talk to is just going into, you know,
they're
I'm
like,
just working
do you
on my
me?
Brand. Oh, my God. So who are you having fun with if those are the conversations?
I mean, we would have a conversation here and there because there were a few guys that obviously didn't know who I was. And so I was like introducing myself and whatnot. Sure. And they're like, so how do you know Rodney? And I'm like, well, talked a little bit of shit about him on my podcast. And then we became friends. But some of the guys
and
will just
Rodney
be like,
does seem inviting. He does seem
oh
nice.
My gosh. Introducing me to everyone, being like, oh my gosh, this is Kay. Like very including, making sure everybody around knows each other, is having fun. Really just a great, great guy. Way more personality in real life than we got to see on the show.
Oh, who is this? I'm sorry.
Rodney.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all you heard about was his personality.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like,
he was one of those glue guys. You know, that like you could kind of feel it. You know, each season you do kind of feel who's like, you know, the person everyone's goes, no, they're hilarious. They're the guy. They're the one we all hang out with. And you go, okay, I guess I got like an ounce of that, but I guess I wouldn't want more. That's not why we're watching the show, but it's there's a reason for everything.
Yeah, there is. And I don't know. It was interesting to see them all like interacting and Michelle's guys, they are so close.
Really? Like,
so close. I mean, there were a few guys there that I had never seen, or I had seen them before, but I'm like, man, they look kind of familiar. I was like, I can't remember if they just look familiar because they look familiar or if they were actually on the show, and they were, almost all of them were on the show. And like, so if you were only on there for like an episode or two, you went home night one, but you're still hanging out with the group.
So this is the confusing part. Rodney's having his birthday party. How old is he turning?
30.
Okay, he's 30 years old. There's no friends pre-bachelor?
That is one of my main questions that I have in my head. And I think to myself about it all the time. I'm like, so do these, when you go on the show, do you automatically just leave your entire life and friendships behind? And then these are the only people, because then there's, you know, then there's Hunter's party. Did Hunter have anybody else at his sober party besides bachelor people? I don't know.
It seemed he might have, but I would say here's my offer.
They weren't featured.
Not featured on the stories. They're not making it to socials. Here's my offer of empathy to that situation. I will say this: you're there. If you're the type of person who could take months off from their life to be single, your friends that are married or engaged or having kids, they're not making it to the boat party. So I do understand. And so like I'm saying from my perspective, I'm like, who are the friends, like as far as like planning my own birthday boat party, which I would never do. I would be like, who are the people that could do that? And it's like, I guess the most available people are the people who are like, yeah, I could do 2 months on a reality show to date someone that I will never date. So like all the people there do have the time.
You know, they have the time to do it.
Yeah.
There was also another New York party happening, some like boat party. You know those boats that go like around the Hudson, those like big boats. There was a massive boat party where Blake was DJing, and then you have a ton of people who like the New York crew and the
faction.
People from Chicago were there, and all a lot of like older season bachelor people, like Olivia
the pilot from Pete era,
even further back.
Oh wow!
Like Blake was there, and like a lot of his friends, and there was it was a whole other
Horseman.
Blake Horseman was there, and then also like random people from these current seasons, but the ones that you didn't really get to know. They were having their own separate weekend.
Well, it's interesting what happens to a bachelor alumnus, you know, when they get married or into a relationship. How much it does still matter. Do you know what I mean? Because these parties are made up. Like, Clayton won't be at Rodney's 31st birthday if he stays with Susie. Like, this is, you know, Nate is gonna, it's almost like that scene in Back to the Future where they fade into the mist in the picture.
Yeah.
Because when they're, you know, you talk about Blake Horseman. Well, Blake Horseman is still on the scene. He's still
out there, you know, dating around. He was dating someone that was another reality star, I think.
Yes, she was on Love is Blind.
She came on You Up. Gia, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still in the scene a little bit. The minute, you know, Grocer Joe, his stories are not as exciting. His weekends he's not on the boat. And that's why, that's very interesting to see that, you know, when these parties are happening, it is a very this is kind of their single social life.
This is their last hoorah almost. It's like, I got to get this in now because soon, you know, Nate's got to buy the house and
yeah.
Clayton,
time to get real.
Clayton's got to stay in Virginia and all this kind of stuff.
So was there anything else that was fun from the weekend? Anything else from Kay's big season finale weekend of all these seasons?
What was fun was I was driving in my convertible. I drove some of the guys to their next location because I was like, I'm not going out anymore. Okay. I was like, I'm at my limit.
I've done a club and a boat. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm tired. So, but I had like Brandon, from the Final Four, the one who cried. He's in like the backseat of my convertible. And I was like, it really does seem like so bizarre thinking about all of these things happening. Because like, you know, when we're talking about the show and saying all this stuff about these guys and being like, Brandon looks like he's 21 and like,
I forgot Brandon existed.
Yeah. He's still not even verified on Instagram. And we were making fun of that.
I forgot about Brandon. How is he?
I think he's doing well. He's super nice. Very good looking. Taking Instagram photos on the boat.
Does he look as young in person as he did on TV? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Brandon.
I know. So he's like in the back of my car and I'm like, this is so weird. But I had like this other guy, Spencer, who was on Michelle's season. I think he went home like the first or second night or something soon. And then Casey, who was the older guy, older white guy. I can't think of another way to describe him.
Oh, he came to my show in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I know Casey. He's a good guy.
So they were all in my car and we're like top down, like giving you Zoolander orange mocha frappuccino moments.
Sure.
But the weekend was fun. And overall, like everybody was really cool. It was kind of surreal. I was super surprised at how easy it was for Brendan and I to like get along because we would talk like all the time, but like I'd never met him in person. So he was really nice.
That's great. But yeah,
it was
you
a
and Brandon
weird weekend.
Seemed to get along and he made many a TikTok.
We love a TikTok. He couldn't get over how, because I was like, okay, I have an idea for this because all I do is think in TikTok.
Yeah.
And he goes, how do you have this just in your brain? And I was like, you don't want to know.
Is there any, you know, sparks there, Kay, you want to bring us in on?
You know, I think him and I get along really well and there could be, but
Ooh. He
lives in like Toronto.
Us Weekly, start typing.
Nobody would write about me and the guy who was on Bachelor twice.
Well, he went on
Canadian
Bachelor
Paradise.
In Paradise, yes.
How embarrassing.
He's really committed to the feathering of the hair, the poof.
Oh, the poof, the little like curl in the front. Yeah.
Yes.
Committed.
So we're happy you had a great weekend at the embassy, the Bachelor Embassy. Now, let's talk about Gabby and Rachel's, a few guys have been sprinkled out for us.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Us magazine, The Bachelorette Season 19, meet Gabby and Rachel's potential suitors. And do we want to go over a couple of these guys that we see?
Yeah. So I scrolled, first guy, not the like the main guy who's the cover, because that's a hot mess. But scroll down, Corbin S.,
are you talking about Colin F., the guy that it opens up with? I mean, like, this guy looks like he is going to sell you some real estate.
He does look like some sort of crappy used car.
Yeah, and he really hates the real estate reality shows. Like, he's like, talk shit on them. Like, no, that's not the real thing. Like, he looks like that type.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
I really I hate when guys slick their hair back and it's like long, slick. Why do they think that's?
It's a tough look that? in this instance. It's a tough, like, especially because it looks, he's also 36. So he is older for going on the show, not old in general, but older for going on the show. So it does kind of scream, I'm an adult now. I slick back hair.
You know? I just don't. I mean, not to like shit on his looks, but that's really all I have to go off of.
Well, we have Corbin in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hello.
Corbin, thick neck, bro. That neck is, he's doing neck at the gym. But why did he, this again, we did this last time. We kind of went through the pictures. The men, you can tell, straight men do not have a lot of opportunities for alone pictures. Corbin's picture is taken by the river where they put the bodies. Like, he's like, like why on that earth so would he take this picture here?
He's like, get me in front of the dumpster. Hold up.
Yeah.
This will be a good background.
There's like fences and shit behind it. It looks like there's a prison behind him. Like, he's a good looking dude. You could tell, like, this guy is going to bring it.
Is that what it is, like, on dating apps? Why these guys are using pictures from forever ago, or just they're bad and because they're just not taking.
We just, here's the pics. Thing. And I talk about it on stage. I do a bit about like, this is not what we're comfortable asking a friend to do. Women are comfortable being like, oh my God, boat day. Get me alone at the front of the boat.
And they'll like spend 10 minutes taking that picture with different angles.
And other people will help and everyone go, no, lift the bikini and angle yourself out.
Uh-huh.
The idea. I mean, like, go to the next guy. He's a Eric with spelled E-R-I-C-H is on the side of his house.
That like, triggers my fight or flight. The spelling of that name.
Erich.
Is too much.
But look where Erich took a picture. Erich is legit in between homes in Florida. Like, it looks like he's in like that like weird space between two houses. Like,
with like a dead palm tree in the back.
Right? Like, doesn't this look like this is where the like the air conditioning system would be?
I mean, it looks yes. Like, that window looks like it would hold a New York air conditioner that you put in the window.
It's, I mean, this guy, Ethan, the next guy, at least he's got like a mural situation going on and the angle of it is good. Like, this is the best case scenario is Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan has a good one. Ethan's also very cute. Wow.
Good looking
dude. The next guy below, again, river.
I mean, is this Grocer Joe's?
I was just about to say that.
I mean, Hayden M is literally doing a Grocer Joe impersonation.
It's the eyes and smile, I think.
My God.
Yeah, looks exactly like him.
And the t-shirt from, you know, that he got with Kohl's cash. Yeah.
But
I mean, here's another slick back hair, dude. We go to Jake R.
But it's not, he has, that's definitely a man bun back there.
Definitely a man bun. Definitely.
Gym rat.
Yeah, this is too much. He's got his Untuckit shirt on. This guy buys everything from every sponsored post that's ever existed.
The watch.
Yeah, everything is a promo code that he used. This next guy, James C. James C. looks like he is going to tell you why crypto is very important to have in your portfolio. And as a fellow brow brother, this guy's brows need some help. He needs to get just a light trimming. Something needs to. He looks like he did the look where like you comb your brows out.
Yeah. He's using the TikTok filter of like thick brows.
I mean, this is the muse. This is
not the muse.
No, what's her name that said she's Josh Safdie's muse?
Oh, Julia Fox.
I mean, he's got Julia Fox eyebrows that have been painted. These eyebrows, they're too messy. This, you could tell, these are the eyebrows of a single dude. Because the minute you get in a relationship, the chick you're with starts cleaning you up. This guy
Your unibrow's gotta fucking go.
Yeah, this guy needs a cleanup. He's gotta go to a threading place. The next dude.
Hello, Santa Monica?
Jason A. Good looking dude. Bring it. you can sell a little bit of height. Kay's type.
He's and got lives that in curl. Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Same.
Here's my problem with this dude. The Jason has double bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
The string bracelet that tells you, like, to let you know I'm a little bit artsy. I don't know. It feels like a lot.
It definitely feels like a lot.
Like, he's got the yellow string bracelet and then the silver one. One or the other. Give us one or the other.
Or put them both on one wrist. But having them on two separate wrists feels off.
This guy looks like he started an app and he's going to let you know he's still just... He still gets it, but he's a tech bro.
Joey Y. Yeah, the
Joey
next guy.
Y looks like this picture was taken from his bar mitzvah on the porch during the brunch.
I think this guy has a twin who's on the season with him.
Really? So
I think so, yeah.
So I like that they have the two bachelorettes and then they're like, let's have twins. It's a very stunty move, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think because they did that with Emily and Haley from Ben Higgins' season. Remember those two blonde twins?
I remember them.
Like nightmares?
Yes. And they're still kind of around in the...
They're engaged now. I think both of them are engaged.
Okay, at the same time.
Of course.
Because why not?
Because obviously.
No, but this guy, if he is a twin, maybe the twin is inside... having bagel and lox during the post bar mitzvah brunch and he's out on the porch. But again, to speak to men don't take a lot of pictures. I mean, where is this being taken?
I mean, the next guy, this is a headshot.
I mean, John A. isn't making it very far on this show. It's just not going to happen for him. No, but the one thing I will say, the pocket tee is in.
The pocket tee.
Everyone's working the pocket tee.
Gap has great pocket tees. Just going to say that.
FYI. Now, Johnny D, this guy.
I hate those jackets.
You don't like these jackets.
I hate the khaki corduroy.
Oh, wow.
Jackets.
This guy's giving Walmart Tyler C vibes.
No.
He's from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Okay, so then maybe...
Tyler C. would wear a jacket like that and
he definitely
would crush it. And he's just got that, I don't know, I said Walmart version of Tyler C. So
yeah, you're right, you're right.
And then this next guy, I have a feeling you're going to like.
He looks, yes, but he also
Jordan
looks
H.
too, like, first of all, he looks in pain in this photo. The smile, does not know how to smile in a photo.
The face he's giving is, I have a dark past. There's something... There's pain in those eyes.
Like, please don't look, search my history on Facebook because there's something really bad there.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of the bouncers, James, with the slick back hair.
Oh, yeah. Who were, James and Aaron were not present this weekend. They were in Mexico, I think.
No, they on an influencer trip. They had,
probably.
They were on the Revolve, you know.
Probably.
This next guy looks like Jordan V. Looks like he is everyone's friend. He is never, you know, this is.
He looks like a friend zoned kind of guy.
He really does. He looks like he's the mayor of Friend Zone Island.
Rom com kind of. And she should choose him, but.
Right. And this is his best friend is coming up next because this guy could very easily be described the same way, Justin B.
Oof. Again, with the slicked back hair, why?
Yeah, and he's lost his upper lip, but
I mean, it doesn't exist. That's why he has the mustache. I am convinced that men who don't have upper lips have mustaches.
Okay,
so because it hides them.
Yeah, no, you
hides
have to
the
create,
fact that you don't.
You know,
have.
Listen, it's a male contouring of sort.
Oh, male contouring.
Oh, and here's the other twin on the same deck, Justin Y. They took the same picture. They're like, okay, you're up. Take the next picture. They're on the same deck.
But he's giving me a different pose. He's like, let me grab the arm. But he was like, they probably fought over who was going to wear this blue polo.
Absolutely. Who gets to wear it? And then the next guy is Kirk B, who looks like he's going to tell you that God is awesome.
He looks like Jason Mesnick.
He does look a lot like Jason Mesnick. And another guy whose brows need a lot of help.
Help. SOS. They're thick.
Listen, I say this as a thick brow bro. You gotta clean them up. Mm-hmm. You gotta get the scissors in there. You gotta you go to a threader. But listen, we're not saying you have to go Jersey Shore, wax above, wax below. This guy needs a cleanup though. There's something
they're
needed.
Like almost on top of his eyelids.
Yeah, but this is why The Bachelorette is fun. These men have no idea what they're getting into. They have no idea about HD cameras. The women are prepped. They know what they're getting into.
Okay, the next guy though.
Oh, this is the most K's type I've ever seen on the show.
I know.
This is literally K's wet dream. Coy. His name is Coy. Coy and K?
Coy and K. It seems like a match made in heaven. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Coy.
Yeah.
What? He's from Scottsdale, Arizona. I mean, Coy, get ready. K is going to be belly flopping into your DMs.
I mean, he's very, like, definitely, like, my type of guy, but looks like he would flirt with my friends behind my back.
Yeah, everyone, if you're following along with us on the Us Weekly scroll that we're doing, I mean, this guy's looking directly into Kay's soul. You can just see it.
Manipulating me into thinking I should be with a 25-year-old.
Absolutely. Logan P. is next, who looks like he definitely plays the guitar. He definitely came from, he's San Diego. He's right at the embassy. He's going to be at your next K's
He would
weekend.
Awkwardly sing to you. He would be the one that like pulls out the guitar at like at a random gathering that doesn't call for that and would sing something,
yes.
Sing a song, and he's not a good singer.
Also proving K's upper lip mustache theory. Mustache with no upper lip. Yes. And this next guy, Mario V.
First of all, best picture we've seen yet.
It's a good picture, but I will say he is, I mean, Mike Johnson, it is like, it's like they cloned Mike Johnson and then fucked up at the very end. Like they got 90% Mike Johnson.
It's missing like one little.
It's like, hey, can Mike Johnson download a little bit more? He's a little bit pixeled.
Mess up some of the answers so it doesn't look like we cheated. Like, so it doesn't, yes. So it's not exact.
Yes, I mean. And then we got Matt L. It seems cool. I'm down for Matt L.
Yeah, Matt L. The face looks like Brett Vergara.
Yes.
Which I can't unsee now. And
yeah,
is what it is.
You know, he's got veiny arms. Now, Kay, what are your feelings on veiny arms? There's a brand, some women, they like the veins, and some are like, too many veins.
I don't know. I guess I've never thought about it.
I would assume there's a third group that does it that's indifferent as what you're showing me now.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever thought about the arm veins. I guess I relate that to... Maybe he just did like a quick pump before.
Oh,
the
he
photo
absolutely did. He said, we're going like to take the picture. Push-ups. He goes, I will do 20 push-ups. I will get up in 2 seconds. Absolutely. He's like, got to get vascular.
That's it.
She's a vain woman.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to Michael V, who is Will Smith's body double. The shirt, how do you feel about the half tuck?
I don't like that.
I don't get it because here's the problem with the half tuck. Which is what this guy's doing. You're taking us inside the brain of your like fashion. It's a little too telling. So like he's like, okay, do I tuck it? Do I not tuck it? I'll do a half tuck because I think this looks good. But it's like, dude, you have no belt on. He's got to untuck the shirt. It's not like there's a length issue.
We just need to pick. Yeah, there's no, it's not long. It's not, it's a button down. So in or out?
I would have gone out.
I would have gone out.
Okay, now we have Nate M., who really got into Michael B. Jordan's character on Black Panther. He was like, I'm doing the haircut.
The same hair. Also, this picture has this exact bridge, background, everything.
Yes.
Has definitely been used in other Bachelor pictures before.
Well, it's the Chicago River. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Even before I saw he's from Chicago, if you are a Chicago Bachelor contestant, you're taking that picture in front of the river. No yeah. question.
This is he. This is where it is.
Also, the material of his shirt.
Like
I don't
velvet?
Know. Just, it's like a velvet crushed something. He could. He. This guy should have gone t-shirt.
Yeah, should have gone t-shirt. I bet he has good arms.
Yeah.
Oh God, Nick G. Scroll too. Down. This picture is chaotic, I mean, and also Nick triggering my fight or flight.
I mean, Nick G. took a picture. If you're not looking with us right now on Us Weekly's page, he basically went out to the yard of a condo facility and was like, "Yeah, just take it near the public space."
He wasn't like, even ready. They didn't even give him a count to three, and he like starts walking out.
Talk about awkward shirt material. His shirt looks like it should be a blanket on a couch with a family that has seven dogs. That's a seven dog family blanket shirt.
I'm panicked.
And talk about like the yin and yang of this show. Nick G in this picture. And then the next picture.
Quincy.
Is Quincy, who legit looks like a supermodel. Like it is just like.
GQ. This is straight GQ. From GQ.
He looks amazing. He's making the turtleneck work for me, which it never really has.
We got the double bracelet, though.
Double bracelet. Yeah, but I believe it on
wrist.
Him. Same wrist, and I believe it on him.
I
double-breasted suit, which would make me look like I was cooking in the kitchen. Him, it like works. Like mine, if I wore a double-breasted suit, it would look like I was like a chef on my off hours. Like, yeah, I made the pasta. Looks like, great.
But the guy right below in another suit.
Josh Groban.
Robbie S. is giving.
Robbie S.
The blue.
I mean, Robbie S. No. It's, you know, the TikTok
song. It's a hard song, no.
It's an immediate no from me. I've seen
immediately
enough.
No.
Immediately no. He's got a tuck in the shirt, jeans with a jacket. I'm never going to be into that. Go full, you know, be the guy, you know, the next dude, Ryan M. I mean, this guy looks like he's the villain on this season. There's like no
Daddy?
Other like.
Sorry.
Yeah, this guy's gonna
roid out on somebody.
I mean, he is bringing it. Ryan from Boston. If he has a Boston accent, goodbye to all of your couches. They're gonna need to be cleaned because you will be sopping wet.
Yeah. Sopping. Oh my
and
God.
And this guy Spencer, I'm cheering for him because we kind of look alike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting Jared Freed vibes here.
It's Jared Freed vibes. Yeah. I'm an immediate fan.
Weird his choice that he didn't choose the river, though.
Didn't choose the river. Chose his balcony. Friend who lives on the Gold Coast balcony.
Wow. Love that.
And Termaine?
Termaine, yeah.
Termaine's fine.
Termaine's fine, tree background, just like a backdrop. Can't tell where he is. But
he's at a barbecue with a bunch of friends at a graduation party, and they're like, yeah, just get in front of the foliage right here.
He definitely just purchased the shirt. You can see the fold lines in it.
Yeah, you can see the fold line, yeah. It doesn't even fit him right. Yeah, he needs it's one wash away from being fitted. They're like, yeah, it'll shrink in the wash. He's like, I'll wear it now. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, Playa del Rey. We have
okay,
Tino. Yeah.
Tino from Playa del Rey. I mean, Tino looks like he's going to be one of those guys in the boat that was eliminated week one. That you're going to go, who are you? And they're going to go, no, I was on the show.
Yes. Tino is definitely going to be the guy that's going to be like, hey, do you remember me?
Yeah, no. Right. No, I don't.
No.
Tyler N. from Rio Grande, New Jersey. I've never even heard of that
I've
town.
I've never heard of that town in my life.
Here's the thing about Tyler N. He's wearing a shirt that doesn't go with that jacket. But the shirt is meant to be worn alone because it has that paisley under the collar. It's supposed to be like a going out shirt. And he's paired it with a suit to look like a suit guy. This is the guy that like works in insurance that wants to be businessy, but he really isn't.
Correct. And also, this picture is definitely taken under a pier. Like, he's on the beach.
Yeah, what are you doing like, in the suit?
I know this background, and he's on the beach somewhere.
Yeah. This
and
guy
he's in a full suit.
He's at the shore being like, yeah, no, I'll look like I go to work every day when he really works at the boardwalk. And here's Zach S., who I feel like Zach S. looks like that short dude that was on Michelle's season that kind of got a bad rap.
Oh my gosh. Who?
You liked him. Michelle's season. He looks just like the short guy who like was kind of the villain for a minute.
can't remember. I can't remember. I need to go back.
And well, this guy ain't winning. So
definitely not.
So Zach.
So that's that.
So that's
okay.
That.
Wow.
So that's our little mini preview plus Kay's weekend. Kay, I'm excited. We need this break though. You can hear it in my voice.
We need this break. Yeah. You've just been belting this out forever.
Forever.
I'm going to come see you in San Diego in La Jolla, June 3rd through 5th.
That's when I'll be there.
Done. We'll make sure the gang's there. I'll humble them a little bit before we go in so they're not distracted.
They'll be distracted, I promise. When do you talk about me? Sorry, I don't have a Connor S joke lined up.
Yeah, won't be that. Won't be Connor S. All right, guys. Well, we will see you back right before the Bachelorette season starts in July.
Mm.
Until then, you can follow us on Instagram. We'll be keeping you updated with everything that's happening in Bachelor Nation throughout these next couple months. At The Bachelor on Instagram. And then on Twitter, we are Bachelor Pod. You can also follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right. It's been a great 2 years in a row.
Yeah. It's vacation time, baby.
See you guys in July.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com. Betches.